call received from Home Care Agency.
Good afternoon. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Yes, hi, Jasmine. I'm calling to find out if you have home health aides or personal care assistants in the Exton, Pennsylvania area.
Okay, let's check to see what county is that, okay? What county is that in?
Chester.
Yes, we are licensed in Chester and have aides in Chester County.
Okay. My daughter is located in the Exton area of Chester County and is looking for a home health aide or personal care assistant.
All right. Well, let's get your daughter some help. Would this be her first time applying, or she's already on services?
On services, you mean with your agency or
no,
with Medicaid?
No, this is meaning is she receiving, you know, services at home already? Is she working with
yes,
another agency?
Yes, she has. She
okay.
has.
And does she have the waiver, the Medicaid
yeah,
waiver?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's get you guys started. What's your daughter's first and last name?
Her first name is Mary.
Miss Mary. And the last name?
Salisbury. S-A-L-I-S-B-U-R-Y.
And her date of birth?
8/5/94.
And her home address?
First of all, can I find out something about your agency first?
Sure.
I'm not familiar with it. Can you, before I give out too much of her personal information, can you tell me a little bit about the home care agency as I see here?
So this is called Family First Care. We're number one right now in the state and in the county.
Family First. I think
Family First Care. Family First Care. There's two different ones.
Okay. She just had kind of a negative experience with an agency. I think they were called Family First, actually.
Right. And this is Family First Care. That's why I made the correction, because a lot of people talk about that agency. It's not us. That's not us.
How come when I called your number, it's under something called, it doesn't say anything about Family First Care?
Because this is a licensed home care agency. So if you was to Google home care agencies, we would pop up.
But I don't see the name Family First Care on here anywhere.
Right, because we have five different locations with five different agencies throughout the country.
Oh, okay.
So if you needed home care services and you're looking for it, it's going to pop up one of ours. And so we do the intake, and I would, if you tell me, hey, Jasmine, I have a family member out in Florida that needs services, I would transfer this call along with the referral to one of our Florida representatives.
I see. I was thinking that, okay. Can you hang on just one second? I just want to jump. Mary, what was the name of the agency that the person
left a bad taste in her mouth?
It wasn't Family First Care?
Probably not, because we have a really high retention. Like, our patients don't leave us, so.
Well, you know, it's not that we leave. It's just that, that somebody was supposed to come over here and do meet and greets with her twice, and they just never show up, and they never call or anything. And she said it was Family First. Is there a Family First Home Care and a Family First Care?
There's a Family First Care, which is us, and then there's a Family First Home Care.
Okay. I just wonder, because so far, if it was the same agency, we haven't had a very good experience, because the person that they were going to send here
Let me check to see if she's even – let me see if she's in our data bank. Let me see before I discard that. Yeah, absolutely. One second. Let me just check. One second.
Can you tell me, do you have an office around here, this area in Pennsylvania?
Hey, this is Jasmine. I'm back on the line. Sorry for the hold.
That's okay.
So apparently, yes, you are with us, and we don't have an authorization for services for you yet. So what
no,
they tried to do...
Let me just finish.
What they tried to do was schedule a meet and greet with a potential caregiver, and she didn't show up because she didn't want the case. It was too far from her residency. So we don't have an authorization yet.
No, no, you wouldn't, because we haven't had any success yet. I guess it just for future reference, it would be good for people who schedule meetings with you to alert you in some way if they're not coming and they're not interested.
I agree. I so agree.
You know, that, and I, as the agency, I think that you guys are the ones responsible for that, not the person who's not showing up.
Well, technically, they wouldn't know until the end of the shift. And because she's technically not hired for the agency yet, because we don't have an authorization, we were just potentially going to pair them to see if the energy was right between both patient and caregiver.
Yeah,
it wouldn't
no,
be
I
on us.
It.
But, yeah, I get it. I understand.
Okay.
A little follow-up.
We know
yeah.
if we want to move forward with an authorization until we know if there's going to be a good fit,
right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
That's.
It's
so
up to
yes,
you.
My daughter's still looking. So, if you think you have somebody available, please let us know. I mean,
absolutely.
I don't know that we're ready to sign up with an authorization if we don't know that you're going to be able to provide the services, and at this
Correct.
Point we haven't seen evidence of that yet.
Right.
Because we've set up two meetings and the person has not shown up.
That's horrible.
But it would be great if there's anybody, you know, available. And,
absolutely.
And
we're continuing to look. I went over to the coordination department and they said that they're still trying to find someone with longevity. To, you know, not just someone that says, oh, yeah, I'm going to take the position and, you know, just wants to go and check the patient and see if it's something for them. We like to pair people long-term so the, you know, continuity of services with the same aid.
That would be great.
I mean, that would be ideal. That's what we try to do because at the end of the day, you don't want multiple people in and out your house like that. And
we strive for that. Definitely not. Yeah.
But we'll keep that, you know, I'm going to let them know that the lady didn't show. And, you know, to keep trying, because that's all we can do.
Okay.
And if like I said, if you guys are still looking at other agencies, continue to do so, because right now there's nothing on our end showing otherwise.
Okay.
So, you know, you should be pushing forward to make sure that Mary gets the assistance that she needs.
Yeah, that we are. Thank you very much.
We're here for each other. So my goal is for your daughter to be okay, so.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Absolutely, absolutely. My name is Jasmine. You call me if you need me, okay? I'm also going to be passing this information as an email along to the service coordinators, okay?
Okay, thank you so much, Jasmine.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.